man, just want to talk with you about something that I think I want to thank God for the ones of you who are here.
Yes.
We've been praying that a number of you would be here with us, and we thank God for you being here today. Amen. I'm not going to call any names. Just want to say thank God. Amen. But we're going to go right ahead to just a few words. And this is something pursuant to what we're talking about here as we discuss the whole idea of Black history. We want to also be mindful that there are basically two paradigms in the world. There are folks who trust God and for folks who don't. And so we hope that you are in the right group, the group that trusts God. And if you're not, we want to invite you into that group. Amen. I like what I heard Mother Robbie say, that we're here because of a blood donor.
That's right.
He donated his blood on our behalf. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And only because he shed his blood are you and I able to be called Christians. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus was shed for you and for me. And so we talk about that. Sometimes that's a difficult concept. In fact, it's impossible for you to understand it without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes the reality of what Jesus did for you something you can take to yourself and account it to your own account. Amen. But we're going to just take a minute today. We want to talk about a subject of spiritual interior freedom. How do you maintain freedom on the inside? It's one thing to be deprived of freedom on the outside. It's another thing that they can't be touched if you have freedom on the inside. Amen. So I want to talk about that just a little bit from a couple of passages. One from the book of Jeremiah. This is very well known to most of us, I think, particularly verse 29. But seldom do we take in the context of verse 29. And so I think the verse 29 is taken out of context many times, and we need to understand something about the surrounding context of Jeremiah 29. So I'm just going to read a few verses here. You can join me if you like. Jeremiah 29 and 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away. Amen. That's the Old Testament word of the Lord to the people of the Lord. May God bless the reading and hearing of his holy word. And now for a New Testament passage, I draw your attention to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, verses 30 to 38 from the KJV. And as he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen my with my Father, and ye do that which you have seen with your Father. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. So Jesus said there are just two fathers who are responsible for everything that everyone believes and everything they think.
All right.
And you are either in the one group or the other. Y'all hear me say that all the time. Mm-hmm. There was no ambiguity in what Jesus said. He was always very clear that there's one way you can be right with God. And he said, as you know, in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by me, or but by me, some translations say. There's really only one way. So we live in a confusing world today where people want to call themselves being so-called politically correct, but political correctness is not biblical correctness.
All right, amen.
So the people of God know that we have heard the word of God, and that there's no room for political correctness.
That's right.
Political correctness comes under this category of the last verse we read, where Jesus said, I speak that which I have seen of my Father, who is the eternal God.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and ye, that means all of y'all, do that which ye have seen with your Father. And he's speaking of the devil.
Satan. That's right.
So you either believe God or you believe the devil.
Amen.
That's very simple.
That's it.
And the devil is the one who promotes such things as political correctness, and that you need to tolerate all this. You know what? God is tolerating every false system. He has been since the beginning.
Yes.
See? So tolerance is not the issue.
Nope.
You don't have any choice. What am I doing? I seen a sign on somebody's car talking about coexist. And they have all these religious symbols. Well, you don't have any choice on that. What you going to do? Call the bars?
You're going to be coexist.
You know, you have to coexist, don't you? There's no way you can get off the planet. So just because people don't agree with God, you have no other choice. You have to coexist. And when people try to enslave you into systems, and sometimes it's me. I'm the one that's guilty. I have myself locked into a system. So how do you get free? And how do you have freedom on the inside?
All right.
No matter what's happening to you on the outside. Somebody may take your inventions, which we know all those things that we talked about in those the inventors made became multi-billion dollar institutions like Bell Telephone and so on and so forth. You know, these were multi-billion dollar. They're still going on now.
That's right.
The companies that came from the inventions that we talked about. And but we didn't get the lion's share of the profits from those things.
That's true.
And a lot of things in culture set themselves against folks who make those type of inventions and things, particularly when they get stolen from you. And so, but you have to be careful because this kind of thing has been going on all the time. But how do we get to the place where we are clear about who God is? That's the number one thing.
That's right.
Because you can always be spiritually free on the inside, no matter what happens to you on the outside. You can go through a lot of trouble on the outside. People can afflict you with a lot of different things. But nobody has a heaven or hell to put you in.
That's right.
But God.
Amen.
And God is not trying to confuse you, but I wanted you to see here that the people of God have always had a controversy with other people around them. And notice what God says in Jeremiah 29, just a brief history of the Jews will let you see that they are at the point now where the northern kingdom has already been taken out in captivity years before. They've been smitten in Assyria. Many of the refugees have run back to the southern kingdom where they should have been. And now the southern kingdom has been out of God's good graces for an amount of time, and now they are about to be judged by God.
Yes.
The thing we need to understand is this was about 586 B.C., at the time when Babylon was coming in to storm the southern kingdom and take them out of their land. Now, in this text, it says that they would remain in captivity for 70 years.
70 years.
You see that in verse number 10. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return. God says, I'm going to bring you back to your hometown after 70 years. Now, you know, when we think about it, I'm thinking, boy, 70 years, that's more years than I am old. So if you got taken out when you were a kid, you would be there for 70 years.
Yes.
Like what happened in the case of Daniel and some of the people you read about, who we call exilic prophets. They were taken out, and Daniel believed what God said. But while they were out, other people started trying to tell the people, hey, you know, and the same thing we get today. You got a lot of people want to give you a feel-good message instead of letting you know what God says. And it's not good news. If I was already 50 and they told me it would be 70 years, I might get a little concerned that I'm going to have to be here where I'm at here. And in 70 years, I don't know if I'll be around. It might be what I'm thinking. If I was 50 when this happened, or if I was 60 or something like that. So it might be worse news depending on your age. But the fact is, God always gives you the truth. And it doesn't make any difference about your age. And this is the great news. It doesn't even make any difference where you are in your walk.
Amen.
If you are in Him, it doesn't make a difference.
That's right.
And that's what He's trying to get them to see. If you are my child, you are my son, you are my daughter.
Yes.
Don't listen to people who tell you something contrary to what I say. See, and that's what He's talking about here in this first verse, Jeremiah 29:8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. You got to know how to discern who's telling you the truth.
Amen.
Who is telling you what God said?
Yes.
Who's just telling you something to make you feel good versus who is telling you the counsel of the Most High God? See, you and I have less trouble with this because the Bible's been published and finished in all of my lifetime.
Yes.
The whole time I've been in the world, the whole book has been there.
Yes.
At this time, only a portion of God's word was available. But people were back lying back then, just like we got them today. And it's probably worse today because more people can hear it all over the planet.
Yep. Yes.
You know, a bad lie can go around the world in just a few seconds now. You see. So, but you and I need to be more sharp. We
That's
need
right.
to understand what God said.
Amen.
So He says, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you. These people are going to be all in the midst of you, deceive you. Neither hearken you to your dreams. Don't let your own dreams get out of control.
Yes.
Sometimes we're deceived from within instead of from without. But God said, don't let the people outside deceive you, and don't you be deceived within your own self. He says, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. See that? Just because they say I'm of God, that does not mean that they are of God. Especially if they're contrary to what God said. I have not sent them. That's very clear, isn't it? So you're going to have folk every day that you will hear that God says, I have not sent them, saith the Lord. There it is, verse 9 in chapter 29. For thus saith the Lord God, He said that after 70 years be accomplished. At Babylon. In other words, you're going to be in captivity under a foreign king for 70 years. Now that sounds like really bad news. He says, but I will visit you.
My Lord.
The good news is God, even though you're in captivity, I'm still with you.
Always.
You know, I'm smiting the people who don't believe me, but I'm still blessing the people who do. If you believe Him, you are under His blessing.
That's right. Amen.
It don't make no difference who in the White House, y'all hear me say it all the time. Who's in the Kremlin? I may not like who's in the White House. I might not like who's in the City Hall. I might not like anybody around that's running stuff, but I have to lean on the fact that God knows that they're there.
Yes.
If He let them be there, He's using them for a purpose. They're not using Him.
That's right.
What do you think happened to these liars that lied to the people back in these days? They didn't succeed. They still had to face Him and give an account of their life, just like the people who you may not like that are in charge of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is realize that we need to have some interior freedom that cannot be compromised.
Come on now.
Something on the inside.
Let us know.
God has given you a peace that passes all understanding. It doesn't make sense that I would be content with all the stuff that's going on out here. And not just the political people, but how about the spiritual people? There's spiritual folks who tell you different stuff.
That's right.
They're on there selling snake oil and all kinds of different stuff. And I'm going to get you some water that's been dipped out of the Red Sea. Well, okay. You know, I just need the water that came out of Jesus' side.
Yeah.
Me. See, I don't need any water from the Jordan River or any of that. It was okay if I go there and deal with that, but I'm not depending on it. I'm depending on what God has already supplied when He gave His Son. He gave His Son so that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. That's His promise, and His decree to the whole world is very simple.
Yes.
It's very basic. A lot of people want to tell you, oh, you got to visit the Holy Land and you need to do this, that, or the other. You know what? The Holy Land done visited too. God sent his word to the ends of the earth.
Right.
And it's to be preached. The gospel is to be preached to every creature under heaven, the Bible says. See, there's no message here for Americans that's different for the message that needs to go to Africa or any other place on the earth. And so realize God has given us a simple format. It's just the most complicated thing we ever heard, but it's also the simplest thing that we ever heard. Because God wants a small child, the age of some of these young kids that I see here in the room, he wants them to be able to hear the good news and say, I trust Jesus and be saved. And it's just that basic. So you don't need to be a rocket scientist. It's okay if you are. And if you are, you get saved the same way the little child is. See? And so basically the little child trusts Christ. And you need to trust Christ. And believe that God has raised him from the dead. The Bible says you shall be saved. Now notice what God says here. We're going to try to wrap this up quick as I can here. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Now think about this. This is how God thinks toward you. This is not about what you think toward God. He says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, I have your future already in my mind. I already know how I want to bless you. I know that I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to give you an expected end. What's at the end that I have chosen for you? It doesn't make any difference who's running everything. See? Because I know in my mind that I called you. And you know what? You wouldn't believe God if he didn't call you.
That's right.
We didn't have enough strength or sense or anything or spirituality to call on him. He found us in our mess.
Thank you, Jesus.
And called us out of a sinful situation.
All right.
And gave us faith to believe that he had given his son to save us from our sins. And that he pays the entire bill. That I don't owe anything because Jesus paid it all.
Oh, yes.
See? And how did we know? Because he's the only one got up out the grave. That resurrection is proof that he paid the bill.
Yes.
How many other people died and got out the grave and stayed out? The answer is none. Only Jesus. The only one that got up with all power in his hand. So why should I trust or believe anyone else? Notice what God says, looking in verse 12, Jeremiah 29. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. That means I'm going to hear you when you call upon me.
My Lord.
And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Yes.
See, God is looking for, where is your heart? Are you dedicated to me?
All right.
You know, are you turning it all over to me? If you are, then I'm going to seek you and find you in the middle of whatever you're dealing with. There's a lot of stuff that's heartbreaking that goes on planet Earth, and I don't have to be explicit about that. We all have our own cross to bear, so to speak. And so basically God says, I know where you are, wherever your struggle is, whatever you're dealing with, but just come to me with all your heart. Turn it all over to me. Put it in my hands. As we used to usually say, lay your burdens down. And know what the answer is going to be, verse 14, Jeremiah 29, 14. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away. So just as it was in the days of Jeremiah the prophet of the Most High God, there will always be people professing to know God.
Yep.
But they give advice based on their own personal desires and goals rather than from the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible. So it is today.
Yes.
This is why we must keep our minds filled with the Word of God, you and I.
That's right.
Meditate in his law often, day and night, right?
Day and night.
So that you can experience true interior freedom based on what God has actually promised us.
Follow.
See, that's where you got to hang your hat. It's on what God said, what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
You know what? You're going to hear contradicting things all the time. There's going to be folk on TV to tell you what you're missing, and this here is what you really need, and all that. But the fact is, God has already supplied how many of your needs?
Oh!
He said, I will supply what?
Oh!
See? Through my riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
So if somebody telling you you're missing something, you can just tell them, no, God said he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So you got people doing that all the time. And so you have to be careful. Jesus had a similar situation at his first advent. It says here he was telling them about himself, who he was, giving his pedigree. John 8:30, he spoke these words and many believed on him.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh yeah, we believe in Jesus. They saw what he did. They were overwhelmed at the first advent of Christ. I try sometimes in my mind, I don't know if you do this, to imagine how it would be to be right there in that area. And Jesus comes the way he came.
Mm.
And you start to hear about miracles and signs and wonders and all kinds of stuff. Demons being cast out. Blind people getting sight that never saw ever in their life. Lame folks getting up and walking and carrying a bed. And folks with a withered hand having the hand fully restored.
Yep.
You were there and you heard about all that. You saw it. Can you imagine what that would do? So he drew people surely by the works that he did. They said, oh, we got to see this man. And then some folks were broken down with pain, like the woman that had the issue of blood for all those years. She had an issue of blood, and she said, oh, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole, because she heard who he was. And she had to press her way through the crowd. The scripture tells us she had spent all her money trying to get healed.
Yes, she did.
And was not healed yet, still broken over, bent over it too, in pain. And so she knew she was unclean. They had told her, stay away, because you have an issue of blood. You're unclean.
Right.
And she said, well, if I could just get through this crowd, and she said it in her mind, if I could make it to Jesus, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
I don't have to get close enough just to touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be made whole.
Yeah.
And she had it in her spirit, and she pressed through the crowd.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? And then she touched Jesus, and he said, virtue went out of me.
Went out of
into her. And she all of a sudden was fully healed. See, and he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, man, what you mean who touched me? Thousands of people were touching you everywhere. What are you talking about? See, he said, no, somebody touched me.
Yes.
See, he could feel the power going into her.
Yes.
And she said, it was me, Lord. Y'all know the story.
Yep.
But so all these people pressing in on Jesus, and they're coming in, many of them for the wrong reason. So Jesus counters them in verse 31 of John 8. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You're not a disciple just because you were excited about the good works you saw, or the good message you heard, or whatever. You need to continue in my word.
Amen.
Don't just get a flash in the pan and think everything's okay. Stay in the word.
Stay in.
Walk in the word.
Yes.
Every day. You know, and he said, if you continue, then are you my true disciples. And the result is in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Now that says my word is the truth.
Yes.
Just like he prayed in John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth.
Yes.
Thy word is truth.
Yes.
See? And so he prayed that for me and you. And then they said, some of the people in the crowd, how do you know that these were folks who really didn't get it? They start to counter what he says, verse 33.
Uh-huh.
They answered him, said, we be Abraham's seed.
Yeah.
And we were never in mind to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? See, they say, oh, we free already. We Abraham's seed.
Wow.
I said, well, wait a minute. Did you read the history of Israel?
Right.
Did you read about the captivity of the northern kingdom? Do you know you were in captivity in the southern kingdom for 70 years? Do you know you've been enslaved for a long time? And that now, right now, you're under the dominion of Rome? Rome has you under their dominion right now. You don't have a king, the rightful king, who should be in Jerusalem. See, but they talk about when have we been slaves? Some people don't recognize the bondage that you're in because you're not walking in the truth.
Amen.
So you have to be careful with that all the time.
Yes.
So Jesus answered, they said, what do you mean we shall be made free? Verse 33. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say to you, whoever committed sin is the servant of sin. Got any sin in your life? That's a good question. That'll snatch the cover off of most of us, won't it? Still got some sin in you, you're still not fully free.
Yeah.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Then it says, if the son therefore shall make you free, he shall be free indeed.
Yes, sir.
And how is he going to make you free? What did he just say? If you continue in my word,
yes.
Then Are you my disciples? And then you shall know the truth. See, there's a connectivity. When you know the truth will make you free. So real freedom comes as a spiritual interior freedom that God gives you by the Spirit as you continue in His Word.
Amen.
So you're going to move from being in bondage to being a little more free,
yes,
to a little more free,
yes,
to a little more free as you study a little bit more of the Word,
Model.
As you walk in the Word day and night, as you continue to meditate in His law day and night. Isn't that what the psalmist said?
Yep.
He said, those who are walking in the presence of God, they meditate in His law day and night. He said, then they're going to be like a tree planted beside the rivers of water to bring forth their fruit in their season. Their leaf also shall not wither. In other words, they're going to continue to leave.
Yes.
And whatsoever they do shall prosper.
Yes.
God has promised that for the one. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly or stands in the way of sinners. So we're not listening to the world. We're listening to God.
Amen.
And that freedom is going to be on the inside. So no matter what happens on the outside, you and I can walk by faith and not by sight. He says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And the difference is you're in one category or the other. And ye do that which ye have seen with your Father.
Wow.
So he says, two fathers. You either with my Father who is God.
Yep.
Or you with the other father, who is the devil. And he's so confused, he don't know what gene is up. So regardless of how we are, think about this now, these are concluding thoughts. Regardless of how we are physically,
yeah,
circumstantially,
yes,
or externally of any way. There's a lot of different ways we can be physically, circumstantially, or externally. Things that are without us, outside,
yes,
of us. Things over which we have very little or no control. We can be free in the Spirit of God.
That's right. Amen.
Because the outward appearance can be oppressive, being manipulated by men and conditions, but the promises of the Word of God shall always prevail for us if we believe Him.
Yes.
God's promises will always benefit you.
Always.
If you believe Him. You know what? And you won't be depressed.
No way.
Amen.
It fights against depression. Why? Because I know God has got my back.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about it. Well, and the doctor says, so well, God has got my back.
Yeah.
Don't make no difference who said it.
Yeah.
Whether it's, if you're external, God says, by His stripes I'm healed.
Right.
So I'm gonna keep on going. That don't mean I won't ever give way to death. But the fact is, I'm believing God no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And if He takes me, it's my time to go.
Amen.
So I'm still not going to worry about it. So Jesus already knew that there would be some surface followers. These are people who just want to latch on and they think, oh, it's a good thing to follow Jesus. But they really aren't committed. They're
right.
Surface followers of Him who were not truly committed to His service because they are really only interested in the pleasures of this life. And not to the overall plans and purposes of God, who gives vision to everyone who continues in His Word. God will keep on opening your eyes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Bigger and brighter, the more you study and walk by faith. So we hope that you have trusted the Lord. God has given an open door for whoever you are.
Oh, yes.
No matter what you're going through. He says, if you trust and believe in the name of my Son, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Salvation is the first thing we need.
That's right.
You know, we want to start by knowing for sure we are right with God.
Amen.
And there's one way you can be right with Him. And you know what? He is the one that gives you salvation. It's not anything you can purchase. We don't deserve it.
No way.
We don't earn it.
That's right.
And if we have it, it's because He blessed us to give
it. Amen.
So if you're here today and you believe the good news, that means God has woke you up on the inside.
That's right.
God has given you faith. Faith is not even something we have on our own. The world says it is. Some of the faith teachers say it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the fact is, faith is the gift of God.
That's right.
See, that's what it says in Ephesians chapter 2. How do we know? The Word of God says something.
Yeah.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves.
Yes. Right.
It is the gift of God, not of works.
Yes.
See, that lest any man should boast.
Yes.
But we don't have anything to boast about. Just
not
receive the gift from God.
Amen.
See, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah,
the evidence of things not seen. See, so God is the one who gives faith. So if you have it, it's because He gave it to you.
Amen.
See, He gave it to you so that you can grow in it.
Yes.
See, now He'll give you the faith, and faith will grow
the more you study his word. That's what he said. Faith comes out by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So when I start getting off the word of God, going elsewhere, I'm not helping.
That's right.
Because the faith is in the word.
That's where it is.
And it comes to you by hearing. That means you need to sit under the preached word.
That's right.
Same thing with me. Not just you. I have to sit under the preached word. You'd be surprised if you knew how many preachers I listen to. All the time who are preaching the word. I find the ones who know the word and stay in the book.
That's right.
And that's who I'm listening to. I have to see. I have to make sure my spirit is
saved. Right. Amen.
See, I don't want to come in here and tell you something that's not true that God has not said.
Right.
See, and I check that all the time in prayer. Mm-hmm. See, and so I want you to know today, if you believe the Lord, it's because he loves you. Not that you did anything. John said we love him because he first loved us.
Yeah.
He loves you. He's the one giving you faith to trust Christ. And when you do that, you trust him, you lean on him, you depend on him. He will seal you with the Holy Spirit, and he'll finish the good work that he started.
Yes, he will.
Amen. So if you're here today, let's pray. Lord God, we just bless your name. We praise you. We exalt you today, Father.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we come admitting that we have sinned and come short of your glory.
Yes.
We know that you gave your son,
my Lord,
Jesus the Messiah,
my Savior.
And it's been since 2020 years that he was born into the world. This whole world is counting time based on him coming. So, Father, we have no capacity to listen to the false religionists that are telling us other things of God, that there are other ways to be saved. We come by the one Lord, the one faith, and the one baptism in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. You said without him, we can't do anything. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit ourselves.
Yes,
and we ask you to cleanse us from all sin
right now,
and all
Lord.
Unrighteousness.
Amen.
And Father, we know it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom because you gave your son and you wanted him preached to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
And so, Father, we don't come with a false gospel. We come with the true gospel that Jesus himself is the only Savior.
The only
and we don't worry about political correctness. Whoever is upset, you are of your father, the devil.
Yes.
If you believe, then you are of Jesus, Father, the Most High God.
Amen.
And so we come in the name of Jesus, Father.
Jesus.
And we trust him because you raised him from the dead.
Amen.
And he is the only one that got up out the
only
grave.
One.
If he had not gotten out the grave, there would be nothing to preach.
Amen.
But he got up, so we know,
my Lord,
that he alone is the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason the church exists today. Because the blood of Jesus was shed. And he got out of the grave according to his own promise.
Amen.
After 3 days and nights, he got up and said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth.
Yeah.
And he said, go ye therefore and teach all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son.
Hallelujah.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Yeah.
So, Father, we want to continue in the word.
Yeah.
We want to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Bless everyone who is believing.
Bless
right now,
the Lord.
Whether they're hearing me in this room or by other means.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, it doesn't make any difference where you are. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's it.
And you shall be saved. And so, Father, we thank you for that message of salvation. We thank you for the continuing work of your Spirit. And, Father, we thank you for internal freedom.
My Lord.
Lord God, that we enjoy by your Spirit, no matter what happens on the outside.
Yes, sir.
You have made us free on the inside.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father, we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory right now.
Hallelujah.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
And the church said together,
amen.
Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Amen.